This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. It's Valentine's Week, and here at 91 Classical, we love local composers. Alias Chamber Ensemble has brought four of the feature composers from their winter concert as part of their Novel Noise season. Alias, welcome back to Studio C. Alan Fay is the managing director of Alias Chamber Ensemble. Alan, tell us about these eight composers who will be featured in the concert.
Well, thanks, Colleen. We are really excited. We obviously are excited about the focus that they are all local composers based here in Nashville. But what's really fun about this part of the Novel Noise season is how all of them have classical composition backgrounds, but many of them spend the majority of their work in writing music or playing music in other genres than your standard concert hall rep or chamber music rep.
All right. And we're starting with Peter Bradley Adams. Peter, tell us the story of your song, Little Flower.
Well, I intended to write an instrumental piece, and I was struggling with it, and I kind of landed on this very simple kind of folky melody, and I was frustrated with it, so I just picked up a guitar and started singing it, and I realized, oh, maybe this just wants to be a song. So I asked Alicia Enstrom, the creative director, if I was going to just crash the composer party by bringing a song in, and although it uses a string quintet, so the string quintet begins and ends, and there's a middle section of the piece too. So it's kind of a little more of just than just a string arrangement. It's much more than just a string arrangement of a song. So it's kind of they kind of were born at the same time.
Okay, this is Little Flower, yeah, performed by Molly Pardon and Ethan Ballinger, along with composer Peter Bradley Adams.
Sans strings, of course.
Thank you.
dreams will come to pass. Don't cry for the change of the season. This time was never meant to last. When you wake all alone in the darkness, as the autumn winds are blowing cold, you might hear a voice in the distance. Love that never let you go. You might hear a voice in the distance. Love that never let you go.
Little Flower, performed by composer Peter Bradley Adams, along with Molly Pardon and Ethan Ballinger on guitar. Stephen Lamb, your piece Autumn Quince has some really interesting instrumentation. Tell us what led you to the setup you're going to use at this concert.
Thanks, Colleen. I ended up writing for English horn, French horn, and clarinet, along with string quartet, partially because I heard the countertenor Patrick Daly perform on a previous Alias concert and loved his voice and wanted to write something featuring him. And so knowing as the countertenor that he would be singing above most of what I wrote for the English horn, French horn, and clarinet. I set a poem by Jane Hirschfield for my piece where the title comes from Autumn Quince. And the poem is, "How sad they are, the promises we never return to. They stay in our mouths, roughen the tongue, lead lives of their own. Houses built and unwittingly lived in, a succession of milk bottles brought to the door every morning and carried inside. And which one is real? The music in the composer's ear or the lapsed piece the orchestra plays? The world is a blurred version of itself. Marred, lovely, and flawed. It is enough."
Autumn Quince by Stephen Lamb.
Thank you.
That was a clip from Autumn Quince by local composer Stephen Lamb, here live in Studio C, part of Alias's upcoming winter concert, which is part of their Novel Noise season. Switching composers at the piano now. Christina Spinet, Nashville's resident minimalist. String quartet and electric bass. That's very Nashville classical. How did you end up adding electric bass?
Well, I love using electric bass in combination with acoustic instruments. The piece I just did for the ballet was piano, violin, cello, electric bass. And I don't know, I can't get enough of the sound for some reason. So I felt like I still had more room to experiment with, and I wanted to see what it would sound like in combination with a string quartet.
All right. And you, I said you're a minimalist. Tell us how you compose with loops.
Well, I've written a lot for dance companies, so I don't know. It just kind of went the way of using loops into my music. There's something about patterns that I really latch onto when I'm writing, when I'm listening to music. So loops just kind of found a way into my style. And I guess now we'll do a little demonstration of some of the loops in my piece Emergence. And this is just a little arrangement for piano.
A clip from Emergence by local composer Christina Spinet, part of Alias's upcoming winter concert in their Novel Noise season. And as we make our switch at the piano, this is harpist and composer and vocalist Tambor Sirpka. Tambor, a gulfas, say it for me.
Gulfas.
Gulfas is a waterfall, correct?
Yes, it's a waterfall in Iceland. It's one of Iceland's most famous waterfalls. It's on the Golden Circle. It's a waterfall that most people try to take a trek to because it's absolutely magical. And this piece is inspired by that waterfall and is really meant to be a tone poem representation of the waterfall. And I saw it last year on a trip with my family. And it was one of those moments inspirationally that I was very arrested and stood there looking at the waterfall, hearing all these patterns and shapes in my head. And I had to like kind of shoo away my family so they wouldn't talk to me so that I could finish receiving this image and this picture, and ended up writing this piece based on that.
And it's for double chorus?
Yes, it is for double choir. So there are 16 different voice parts between a women's choir, which is 8-part, and an SATB choir, also 8-part. So the women's choir is Vox Grata, the women's choir here in Nashville. And then the SATB choir is Sonus, which is a professional straight tone choir that I helped found. So they'll be singing together, as well as a string quintet and a flute trio with alto flute.
Right.
So it's meant to be a very fluid sound, so no percussive instruments, just voices and sustain mostly.
This is Gulfas by Tambor Sirpka.
Thank you.
this point in the piece, I can't really represent it on the piano because it's almost entirely choral. And the imagery I would like to just describe because it's kind of the core of the piece. So one of my favorite things to do when I see, when I'm at a waterfall is to fix my eyes on one drop of water and follow it all the way to the ground. And there's this incredible timeless magic that happens where it feels like time stretches and it's almost like the water is suspended in the air and you can see it kind of combine with other drops of water and separate and time just becomes subjective. And it only you can feel yourself falling with it. And the middle section of this piece, which is really where the inspiration came from, is this imagery of falling and sliding. And the women's choir, they are all there. There's no text for their part. They're just starting on pitches and then sliding past each other, joining each other, sliding at different speeds over top of kind of a running line in the strings to create the idea of water. And the imagery of the piece is choir. The women's choir is the water at the top of the waterfall. And the SATB choir, Sonus, is the river. And the idea and the imagery is the river is calling up to the water at the top of the waterfall, asking it to fill it, asking it to join it. And so there's this kind of call and response at the beginning of the river calling up to the water. And this middle section, when the sliding starts to happen vocally, is them leaping off the waterfall or leaping off the top and becoming the waterfall. And so the text here is in English, "I am your heart, you are my blood, come to me." And then the first text you hear from the women's choir, they're saying, "I'm coming, I'm falling." And then you have this middle section of them leaping and falling. And then at the end, which will be the next section that I play, I can't really represent 16 voices sliding by myself, so I'm going to skip the middle section. At the end, there are the last two lines are, "Love flows in and out of herself. There's nothing that divides us." And that is sung together between the two choirs to represent them coming together. And I'll sing just the soprano part, but the line connects together, the phrase, "Keile Kürin, fly der Umhanna." There is, love flows in and out of herself. Keile Kürin, Keile Kürin, Keile Kürin, Keile Kürin, Keile Kürin, Keile Kürin.
Hulfas, music by Tambur Sirpka, in Icelandic, a translation of her own poem into Icelandic. Alan Fay, give us the details on this Alias Winter concert.
Absolutely. So on Sunday, February 24th at 4 p.m., we will be in Ingram Hall at the Blair School of Music on Vanderbilt's campus. In addition to these four incredible composers and their pieces, in the full version of their pieces, we'll hear music from Dabney Morris, Bruce Dudley, Jordan Laning, and Matt Walker. All eight pieces, these are world premieres that were written specifically for Alias. We're really excited. It's one of our most ambitious concerts. In addition to all these new pieces, we have 31 musicians and two choirs singing on this concert. There is more information that is on our website, aliasmusic.org/novelnoise. We're also excited to be releasing our fourth CD at the close of this concert. We'll have a little reception, Rhythms, Rivers, and Roads, which features music of three other local composers, Christopher Farrell, Tracy Silverman, and again, Matt Walker and the Alias Chamber Ensemble.
Some of which I believe you can preview in our Live in Studio C archive. Yep. All right. Next week, Chatterbird composer in residence Wu Fei brings a preview of their upcoming premiere, Hello Gold Mountain. In the meantime, for another look inside Nashville's classical music, check out our podcast, Keeping Score. Listen for free anytime at 91classical.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.